Now, the U.S. Senate Committee on Foreign Relations has held a hearing on the president's authority to declare war and launch a nuclear strike.
Under existing laws, the president of the United States can start a nuclear war without provocation, without consultation, and without warning. It boggles the rational mind. I fear that in the age of Trump, the cooler heads and strategic doctrine that we once relied upon as our last bet against the unthinkable seem less reassuring than ever. In other
areas of- Senator Edward Markey added that many Americans were worried that Donald Trump's bombastic words could turn into nuclear reality. Senator Bob Corker stressed that both Republicans and Democrats had questioned Trump's authority to wage war and order the use of nuclear weapons. Corker clarified, however, that the hearing was not exclusively about Trump. Senator Chris Murphy said Trump was too unstable and quixotic to be in charge of waging war. The Congress hearing, which comes amid nuclear tensions with North Korea, is a first of its kind in more than four decades. Joining us via Skype from Florida is Scott Rickard. He's a former American intelligence linguist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rickard. Now, it is interesting to watch these senators debate who gets to press the button that would essentially mean the annihilation of a population with nuclear weapons. However, what do you make of this debate?
Well, this is a very political debate. It definitely is not necessarily something that Donald Trump has the authority to do. There's a lot of checks and balances. There really has to be an imminent threat to the United States to have a first strike nuclear attack. Unfortunately, though, in the past, presidents have acted outside of the rules and the just the line of what the Constitution was written around has been so blurred. I mean, presidents going back to Woodrow Wilson, obviously Truman. Truman was the one that made a decision to attack the Koreans in 1950. And that decision was also made in a very brash way outside of Congress. They called it a police act. I mean, 2.5 million people died because of that war. And only about 50,000 Americans lost their lives, when in fact Asia suffered well over 2.5 million deaths. So obviously the Americans have the capability to go to war, unfortunately. To launch a nuclear strike, the outcome of that would be so devastating for Japan because of the fallout. So I really don't see that happening. I think that the rhetoric is very unfortunate. You have a president that has threatened to attack Venezuela, threatened to attack Mexico, threatened to attack North Korea, certainly has already attacked Syria, and has absolutely attacked, unfortunately, Yemen through the Saudis. So, you know, a very unstable president, absolutely a very warmongering president, certainly. I mean, his whole cabinet is filled with, unfortunately, militaristic advisors. And
right.
Certainly,
Mr. Rickard, let me just jump in there. How much of this, though, as far as giving Congress that authority and that power to put in those checks and balances for whether the U.S. and when the U.S. goes to war, do the elective representatives in Congress represent a higher moral ground? Because let's not forget that these congressmen are also bought by the very same interests and lobby groups that the president may be.
Well, absolutely. Moral ground, in a mythical state. When it comes to the reality, absolutely not. No president has ever, even Obama, Carter, many of the more what they would deem as peaceful, that were absolutely war crimes capable presidents. These presidents also acted outside of Congress, acted independently, and there were no imminent attacks against the United States. So every single president, certainly since Truman, has violated this, certainly Lyndon Johnson. So it's a joke to think that, and you're absolutely correct in saying that the congressional members, the people on Capitol Hill, they're bought and sold by the military-industrial complex, and they're certainly bought and sold by the special interest groups that really drive the foreign policy. At the end of the day, the war machine is sitting in the catbird seat, and Donald Trump is nothing more than their next puppet that they'll use in order to conduct their operations as they've done since the Barbary Coast.
All right. That's former American intelligence linguist Scott Rickard joining us via Skype from Florida. Mr. Rickard, it's good to have you with us here on Press TV.